The exhibit is titled Encompassing the Globe, Portugal and the World in the 16th and 17th Centuries. When you come into the first gallery, you'll see a spectacular sequence of rare early maps. It becomes clear that the worldview changed dramatically within a few decades after the Portuguese discoveries. This naval empire connected civilizations from all the known continents, transforming commerce and initiating unprecedented cultural exchange. The guest curator for the exhibit is Jay Levinson, director of the International Program at the Museum of Modern Art in New York.
This was the most up-to-date map in the early 15th century in Europe, made in Florence, a manuscript, but it was actually a 2nd century AD map by the Greek cartographer and geographer Claudius Ptolemy. And this is a map actually by the same cartographer, but showing a modern view of the globe around 1490. It shows the African coast. And look at the way he had to cut into the bottom margin of the map to show that you could actually sail into the Indian Ocean. But, of course, it's 1490, and there was no America yet.
Jump ahead half a century, and the planet is transformed. A huge wave of exploration has brought the world into focus. Africa takes on a distinctive shape. The Pacific is there, and the Americas have suddenly appeared. Throughout the 15th century, the Portuguese ventured down the Atlantic coast of Africa, where they acquired gold and slaves. Artisans in the kingdoms of Benin, Congo, and present-day Sierra Leone traded exquisitely carved exotic ivory objects. Ivory tableware, hunting horns, and salt cellars, a type of ceremonial container to protect the precious commodity of table salt, were all commissioned by the Portuguese. Some of the fascinating objects are seething with tension. This 16th century Nigerian salt cellar depicts a slave ship with Portuguese sailors supporting it. The sailors' faces are carved like African masks, and the ship's captain holds an African spear. The effect is charming until you notice the small, wide-eyed face peering out from inside the ship. It takes on a disturbing edge. This stool was made from the bones of an elephant, presented as a gift in 1551 by King João III of Portugal to the Archduke Maximilian II of Austria. It is engraved with the Maximilian II coat of arms. These ostrich eggs are fashioned into cups in ornate gold mounts. Other products of the animal world include the shell of the nautilus, incorporated here with gold and precious stones. The Portuguese discovered a sea route to the spices of India. Objects acquired along the way would be reworked at the next port. A heart-shaped tortoiseshell flask from India, brought to Spain and mounted with silver. A 16th century tortoiseshell from India fashioned into a plate.
It's the same thing with these objects. An Indian craftsman turned it into some luxurious shape, and then when it got back to Europe, they gave it to a goldsmith to turn it into, you know, a yet more luxurious object. So you can see how fascinated people were with the materials also that were coming back from these new worlds.
A rhinoceros horn mounted in Lisbon with gold filigree, pearls, and rubies. Indian mother-of-pearl vessels that were given precious silver gilt mounts when they arrived in Europe in the 16th century. An ivory fan carved in Sri Lanka. Also from Sri Lanka, sculptures of the Child Christ, of rock crystal, gold, sapphires, and rubies. For all that had changed the world, Portugal's empire remains largely unknown in America, where it was overshadowed by the Spanish. Carolyn Turner for Voice of America.